Yes.
It's a call to order. It's 5:14.
Right. Well, the roll call are the people on today, since this is a convening meeting. And I've got Nancy, Adriana, Sean, Ted, Markeisha, and myself, and then unidentified, we have a couple of people. If they wish to identify, I could write them down. So that would be New Pacifica. You don't have to identify if you don't want to. New Pacifica. And that's the extent of it right now. So I've got the attendance. If anybody else logs on, I'll write them down, Sean.
Thank you. We've got one new number. I just admitted number ending in.
Oh, yeah, 4877.
Yeah.
I'm just auditing the meeting. I just listen. I don't usually. I'm from Berkeley area, but I just listen.
Welcome. Glad to have you.
Well, thank you. It's fun to. I enjoy listening to how people are going to solve all these problems. So, thank you for letting me audit the meeting.
Pretty high bar, brother.
Thank you.
Well, it's good. I wish you luck. All right, I'll be quiet here. I'm going to put it on mute. I'll usually record it, and so if you call for me, I may not respond. So, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go on mute.
Okay. So I suggest if there are no objections, we get down to business and ask Ms. Vincent Sampson if she will share with us.
I have a question. Was the general manager invited to the meeting?
Anybody is invited to the meeting. It's posted.
Everybody's invited, but for example, I didn't receive normally the LSE receive, the notice of the meeting. I didn't. And I think that other people didn't.
Point of order.
The general manager received.
Mr. Weisgall has a point of order.
The question. The question was asked, it was the general manager invited, the answer was given, and can we move on? I've got to leave at 6:00.
I didn't hear if he was invited.
I did not personally extend an invitation. I don't know who else might have or might not have. It's posted on the...
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, and he went to LSB at KPFT, so he's on that list.
So if there are no other, if there are no questions or objections, perhaps we could hear from Ms. Vincent Sampson. She's been working all day like everybody else has, and I'm sure she'd like to move the meeting along so she can go on and live her life.
Good evening, everyone. It's just going to be really brief. But as you know, I'm not sure if everyone knows, but the quiet drive that spanned the months of November and December raised about $71,000, which was actually pretty good because it raised, I think, almost as much or maybe slightly more than the October drive alone. And it's usually a 1 month drive, but it spanned over 2 months because of our current situation. Everyone should know that the building has sold. I am not privy to any information as far as how much it sold for, how much money we're going to get. I don't know any of that information. So before anybody starts to ask, but we're kind of in dire straits because we have less than $20,000 in the bank as of today. And, so we've got to get to raising some money or we're going to be borrowing money from the national office. And I don't know if they're going to lend it. The new drive starts February 3rd and we're going to go for the entire month of February into March. So February 3rd through March the 3rd. And the goal for that drive, I think is 100,000, $1,000. It should be more, but because we are not live, we can't possibly ask for more because it's just not being possible. We're setting ourselves up for failure, but we are behind on our fundraising goal for the fiscal year. So we've got to figure out what we're going to do to beef that up. And I don't really have anything else, Sean.
Adriana, with a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Marquisha, is any option, do you have any option? You have the PL, the PNL from NIDA?
No, I have not received one from them since September of last year.
Oh my goodness. I know that you are careful. Do you have any actuals? No, the one from them, but the one that...
Yes, I have actuals, and I meant to send them out, but I know you guys like to have them a week ahead of time, and I didn't get them out a week ahead. So, but I'll have them for you.
That's okay.
But yes.
Whenever you have a few minutes, please, can you send that to us?
Okay.
And Nancy, I'll say, if I don't say...
Thank you, Marquisha.
Yes, you're welcome.
Nancy?
Yes. Are we behind in central service fees, and if we are, how much?
I don't have a concrete number, but we have still not paid any central services since early last year. And, of course, once they took the money from the sale of the house, they were supposed to apply that to it, and then that brought us current, but then we fell back behind. I don't have the exact number, though.
So we were not given the house sale to apply that?
Well, they said they applied it. They said they applied it. I don't know that for sure though.
Okay.
I'm supposed to keep a number and then they're supposed to keep a number. I haven't updated my spreadsheet to detail, but you know, I could keep a number, but they're only going to go on what they think is right anyway. Yeah.
Still local and national figures should be
they should match.
I just wondered. Yeah, they should match. Okay. And I
want you know how much it sold. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nancy.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask. Because, see, I never was told how much we should have gotten credited for that sale either. So.
Ted has his hand up.
Kitty Treats is not on this call. She was our person in the, and Lyndon Foley, I think, wasn't it? Those two people. They're both not here. Okay. And I have another question. So you're not sure how much the house sale was?
No.
That should have been applied. Okay.
No.
Try to ask the National Finance. Well, Sean's going to be on that. Sean, you're going to be on those calls, if you aren't already, right? Hello?
I believe so. Mr. Weisgall has his hand up.
Okay, I have one more question. You know, we found out from Dr. Franklin.
Wait, Nancy.
We'll circle back.
Okay, Nancy. I won't do so much. Thank you.
Yes, Ted.
Thank you. You can call me Ted. I appreciate that. When I'm dead, you can call me Mr. Weisgall.
I won't call you at all.
Pacifica bylaws say that we are supposed to do quarterly reports to the PNB, and we are supposed to report expenditures. Can you give us either expenditures since the beginning of the year or fixed expenditures that we are facing between now and the end of February? You say we have less than $20,000. That could be any number from one penny to $20,000. I'd prefer knowing more accurately how much money we have in the bank. But my question, Marquisha.
$19,164 to be exact. And we run about 40 to 45,000 in monthly expenses. So we don't even have 1 month operating.
And how do those, figures break down? What categories takes us to 40, 45,000?
Our regular monthly bills like tower rents, phone bills, internet, payroll, healthcare, utilities that we were paying up until the 5th of this month, premiums, the membership database, all those different things. Ted, I can't list them all by one by one, but they're the same bills that we've been getting for the same for years. What else, Ted? I saw you raise your hand.
Well, I was going to pass, but if I mean, I would love to know in round figures what those expenditures are, since the bylaws say we're supposed to know that and report it, how much each of those categories adds up to.
Ted, I don't have that breakdown right here in front of me.
I would request that at our next meeting, you provide those to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard Guzel.
Hi, Richard.
I just wanted to say that I'm here, finally.
Well, I was fixing to ask, but everybody keeps making sure that I'm aware that nobody has to tell me who you are. So I don't want, I didn't want to get crosswise with the group, you know. If anybody else wants to identify themselves completely,
mine just said,
they're welcome to.
Mine just says iPhone.
No, seriously, it's good to have you. Ms. Ibanara, you had a question. Yes, ma'am. Coming back to you. Go ahead. If I mispronounce your name, it's because I can't read it. I don't have it to read. I do better when I can I read it. It's Adriana? Nixon, right?
No, Nixon? I didn't ask. Adriana.
It was Adriana. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yes. No, my question is about, you know, you said that nobody need to be identified. And it's absolutely true, they are public, but our members, to be a members, our LSV members need to identify themselves because it's the only way that can be members, right? But the public doesn't have to.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other questions of Ms. Sampson?
Yes, Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
Okay. Thank you. Markeisha, Dr. Franklin, he said around 2 months ago to the LSP that the AM Lupita, which is a kind of automated music, randomly selecting music, was about maybe 14 or 13 hours a week, Monday through Friday. We were paying for it, and the LSP was surprised. We didn't know that that was a paid show, and are we still paying for it, or was it a package deal for the year, or what?
We didn't pay for it. We didn't pay for her. And she was a lot. She was somebody that was on every day, but we didn't pay her. No.
Oh, no. He said an automated show, like automated music at randomly, picking. And so he said that we had paid for that, or that was before he came, the former manager.
Before he came, David Bays purchased a catalog of, it's some thousands of songs to run during the automation system. And I'm not familiar enough, so I may not be explaining it correctly, but he did purchase a catalog of music that is now being run when there is no programming, I believe. Y'all may be able to explain it better. So yes, that was done. It was not specific to AM Lupita. That music plays all the time. People that listen more could tell me better, but I don't know. Sandy may be able to explain better because he probably understands the setup.
In the middle of the night, that's automated music. So I'm guessing that's for that one that we paid for.
It's if you look at the schedule online, it'll say, does it say just KPFT music or
a KPFT playlist?
Playlist, and that's where that music's being played. Yes.
So
I see. Do you know how much we were paying for it?
What now?
It was, say that again, Nancy.
Yeah, how much were we paying for it? Or are we still paying for it? How much?
It was a one-time buy.
Oh, so we just paid one time. How much did we pay?
I think it was $2,000, 2000. Yeah.
Wow. And so
there was so many thousands of songs. I don't, yeah, we're still using, but the reason we did that was something to do with the music licensing fees and all that, so that we could say that we owned that music. Like I said, I'm not very, I may not be saying it the right way, but that was my understanding.
Okay, thank you.
Sandy has his hand up.
Yeah, there are no ongoing charges for the automation system per se. The provider of those services is a company called Playout One. And for having Monday through Friday business hour regular support anytime we want, there is a small fee. I want to say $200 a month or something.
It's $360 a month.
$360 a month. Thank you, Markeisha. Mm-hmm. So that we are paying for monthly, but Playout One's got a lot of things going for it that we're not using, including the ability to go live from home with a virtual console. And it's a matter of getting software installed and hardware purchased for individuals, or getting a board op that can, we can funnel through. But in any event, that's the only ongoing expense. It has nothing to do with music catalog or the actual software. And that, as I understand, is being utilized at support service. So it's a good expenditure.
Nancy on the stack.
Yes, Nancy.
Yes. You know, WBAI is sending me a newsletter and asking me for, you know, contributing for their tower fund, because they're behind in their tower fund, and how much they want to get. You know, I forgot, 150,000 more or something, to finish up the year of tower fees. Their fee is like 14,000 a month. And our fee is like, how much is like 6,000? Is it a month for a tower fee?
Our tower fee is, right at 6,000. And I think it's going up. It usually goes up every February 5%. So the new number I haven't gotten for February, but before then it was right at 6,000. So yes. And that's just for the main tower.
Main tower. Okay. And, so I think have we ever done that? I don't think we have done that. Maybe the development committee should design some script or something, to be asking our members for money and what it's for, and that, you know, we need this. I don't know. They have a thermometer too. It seems like we should be sending a plea for money, not a desperate one, but just say, you know, we need money for operations, or I don't know. Okay, I'll bring it up in the development committee. I just thought we should say to our members, because BAI is sending me a lot of stuff. So is KPFK, because they both have newsletters. WPFW does not have a newsletter. KPFA, I haven't given to them in a long time, so I'm not getting, I don't know if they have a newsletter. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. If nobody else has any questions, I have a question. How would you have me address you, Ms. Sampson? Are you Markeisha? Are you Ms. Sampson? Are you?
You can just call me Markeisha, Sean. That's right.
All right. I had a very picky mother. she made me call her Mrs. McPherson.
Oh, wow. Wow. But okay.
Not really. In any event, I know, I'm new to this, but I understand that, we are to, put together or the LSB is to pass a budget and present it to, the National Finance Committee, I think September or October of this year.
That's correct.
Are you able to give us, are you able to forecast at all, when you might, when we might be able to have a first draft?
So usually we start, I think it's in May or June. Am I right, Sandy? Working on
it? Yeah, that last year was either April or May when we saw
Okay,
the
so
draft.
April, yeah. Okay.
And then we spent a couple of months, you know, answering questions.
Pinging it back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So April, late April is fine, the April meeting.
That sounds pretty reasonable to me. Anyone else?
Sean, you were saying that, that needs to be at Pacifica September or something. No, it needs to be Pacifica in the summer or sometime, because they gotta have time. The fiscal year begins on October the 1st.
Right.
They gotta have time to hunt our budget if we can't get it there. Cause they'll come hunt it.
Who was that talking?
Richard
Giselle.
Richard, can you tell me why they haven't approved our budget for this year yet?
What?
I don't know. What? I'm not on that committee. Sean, are you active on that committee yet?
I'm on the committee, but I don't know, the answer to that question if it hasn't been. Lyndon Foley is not with us today. I'm sorry to say, cause he probably might know.
Okay, because normally they would ask me to attend the meeting when it's time for it to go before them, and that hasn't happened for that 2022 budget. So,
my understanding was is that it had been approved, but I might be
really wrong. Okay.
Marquisha, they might have looked at it and said, "Oh, this is great."
They may have. So let's let sleeping dogs
don't
lie. Let's leave that alone. Yeah, leave that alone.
I think it was approved.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it alone. Don't bring it up because otherwise they'll find a reason to kick it back. Okay.
But I don't know for sure. I'm just trying to remember.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions of Marquisha? If not, I'd like to let her go, so if there are no objections, hearing none,
thank you.
It's very, very nice to, very nice to hear from you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, Sean. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Marquisha.
All right. Bye-bye.
Is there any other business that any of y'all think we should address?
Adriana?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I believe that we should get at least all the information, the actual. I believe too that the budget was approved. But I want to be sure that, you know, that we have the actuals. Marquisha said that she will send us whatever she has. Normally, the NETA send the P&L supposedly every month, but she said that she didn't receive it since September of last year, but Marquisha have the actuals. And I believe that we should send to the entire group the approved budget and the actual. Then in the next meeting, we can compare that in the meantime. And in the next meeting, we'll see if we are reaching the goals or not to make a report, right?
But it's my understanding that in response to Ted's inquiry that she was going to send that around. Did I get that wrong? I was taking some notes, but.
Yes, I asked her, and she said that she will send those, that she have those actuals, and she will send it.
Yeah.
But I want to be sure that all of us receive it, and then we can compare the budget, the approved budget, and the actuals. Then we can see if there's anything that needs to be corrected.
Well, if she sends it to me, I'll send it to everybody. So you might get multiple copies. How's that? And that's something that hopefully we'll have to look at then at our next meeting. Yes, Ted?
We need to set the time and date for our next meeting.
You must be reading my mail. I would suggest, there's somebody else in the waiting room now. I hope they haven't been waiting long. I don't know.
I would also like to suggest that we specifically request the attendance of our general manager, since he's the one who can cut corners financially on items in the budget.
That makes all the sense in the world to me.
Adriana?
Yes, ma'am.
And we need to remember, too, that according to our bylaws, the general manager is the one that is supposed to, working with the business manager, give us, their first idea about the next budget, and then will be important for us knowing what the reality is. But the general manager and the business manager, according to the bylaw, are the one that produce the original budget, that or the first draft, if you want, before bringing it to our committee.
Okay. When would y'all like to meet next? I'm looking at my calendar. Let me ask, would the 14th of February meet with everybody's approval?
Let me check the KPFDX
Sean?
Calendar.
Yes, sir. Look, we just discussed that Markeisha won't have a draft budget until April, right? Mid-April. And until we see a document, unless there's something other than reviewing where we've been, I suggest we put off a meeting till at least late March, if not until we get that draft budget. We're going to have reporting through other committees on fund drive results and financial condition. So we'll have visibility on some of these numbers before we meet again, I hope.
Yes, Tim.
I somewhat concur with what Sandy is saying. We were told the fund drive will end March the 3rd. So I have a personal issue, and that is I'm going to my daughter's wedding. I'll be out of state throughout the middle of February. I'll be back, I think, about the 27th of February. Also, I have a education committee meeting and a Rotary Club meeting at 6 p.m. on Monday nights and Tuesday nights. So every month or any night that the OSB is not meeting on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday will work for me, or after 7 p.m.
Well, I think we might split the baby on that. Considering the other players involved. We're all volunteers. The general manager and Markeisha, presumably they put in a full day. And this is extra. So I would looking to April, as Sandy suggested, if we were to meet at 5 or 5:30 on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, what might be the consensus of the body?
I like what you're saying, except that I would like to suggest that on nights when we meet, the general manager and Markeisha is the financial
business manager.
Business manager, we urge them to start their work day at noon or whatever time it is so that they can accommodate we volunteers who also, many of us, have either activities or jobs during the day so that they could come and not put in a full day in the morning.
Well, they do have to run a radio station. Any other discussion?
Richard. I think waiting until April to meet would be fine. I think when you are looking at those days, the actual days, you need to be looking at the Pacifica calendar so that we don't have some glaring conflict there.
Thank you.
But I would support starting our meeting at 5 o'clock. I just forgot about it today, but so Marquesa could be here and the general manager.
I'm actually here.
Oh, you're here?
Is this Nancy?
Yes,
Nancy. Yes, I got in a few minutes late.
Pleased to have you.
Oh.
Dr. Hi, Franklin.
Dr. Is your showing just as a phone number?
Are you?
Yes, I'm on my phone.
Are you 0853?
That's me, yes.
Okay. Yes, Ted.
Sandy? Nancy on the stack.
Sure. Ted?
I would like to ask you or go through you to ask Dr. Franklin if what you said a few moments ago is accurate. Is it impossible for Marquesa to join us after hours or her typical hours? Is she answering the phones as her work in the morning so time sensitive that she has to be in the office from 9 to 5, or could she work a late shift and start at noon and work until 8 or 9 o'clock at night?
Eliana?
That's a long day.
I'm saying start late. Can she do that?
I'll have to ask Marquesa that. I know the last time Marquesa raised an issue of family concerns in terms of being needing to be with at home at a reasonable time for her family outside of I think 6 o'clock and all of that. But I don't want to you know speak for her. But I think in terms of trying to keep it within that 5 to 6, 6:30 window was something that she agreed to the last time, so that she would have time to, I guess, have family time with her family.
Juliana?
I would support that.
I think Nancy was next.
Okay. Yeah, so I think we shouldn't wait till April. Since the fund drive will be over around March 3rd, can we have a meeting on a Friday night, maybe the 4th or the 11th? Because I'd like to get the P&Ls from Nita. They should be back by then and have something to look at. And then Ted wanted to know the itemized of our operational expenses. Do we have to wait until April? Can we at least meet in March after the fund drive?
We don't have to do anything. I think we're trying to get a sense of where everybody's at. Ms. Casanave?
Yes. Yes. I mean, the second, our obligation is to send the report, the quarterly report, but the second quarter will finish in March. And if, Marquesa keeps sending us the actual, we can meet in April, and then we will have at least the two first quarter that we can see how we are doing, right? And the second thing is I believe that we should let the employees, the business manager and the general manager, really, we don't need to tell them, you know, we are asking if they are available and we try to accommodate them early and then let them go when we have the information. Okay. We shouldn't ask, we should let them make those decisions because they work a lot. Okay? Thank you.
I think that's very reasonable. Sandy raised his hand.
Yeah, I was looking at the calendar. The second Wednesday is not until I think the 13th of April. I suggest we meet a week later, April. I'm talking about the LSB meeting, April 13th, second Wednesday. So April 20th looks like it's wide open. And by that point, that draft should be done. And hopefully, maybe the first quarter will be closed. It was my understanding that they're working on closing the fourth quarter of 2021, and it should be done, well, right about now. So that gives you an idea of the lag time. It takes, you know, a good month for them to get a handle on closing the books for P&L. This is what we're dealing with. So I think if we wait until most of April is over, we can have the most information to look at, including a first draft, and really dig into it at that point.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Richard, I would support that date.
Okay.
I just got a message about 5 minutes ago from Susan Young, said she was trying to get in.
I just saw her. When I'm looking at y'all talking, I don't always see up top where it says somebody's waiting to come in, but I just let another phone number in.
If any of these phone numbers joining are board members that want to be voting members of this committee, please speak up if you're a phone number.
Thank you, Sandy. Well,
Nancy with a question.
Yes, Nancy.
When is the quarterly report done? After 3 months? Like within how long? I mean, shouldn't we not make it 4 months? I mean, when is the ideal time to make the report? April for the first 3 months, covering the first 3 months, then we should meet in April.
And you said the 20th, right? Yeah, I think that's what we're trying to do. Yeah. This one, Ted. One thing that occurs to me, and thank you, Sandy. We have people here. We know some of them are merely auditing. So who wants to be on the committee so we know who's voting when it comes to that? Let me just go through. Sandy, do you want to be on the committee?
Yes.
Ted, do you want to be on the committee?
Yeah.
I don't know who New Pacifica is. Richard, do you want to be on the committee?
Yes.
Thanks. Adriana, do you want to be on the committee?
Yes.
And Nancy, do you want to be on the committee?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of the same faces. Who is 0853, if you don't mind me asking? And do you want to be on the, that's Dr. Franklin, Mr. Franklin. Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. 84877.
That's okay. If they don't want to, if they are public, that's fine. They can listen to our meetings and.
Sure. I'm just trying to find out who might want to be on the committee.
We have people from New York listening usually, so.
Sure. Okay, no worries.
Nancy, from Stack.
Yes, Nancy.
Sean, yes. Only KPFD LSD members can be voting members.
Right.
Only. Okay.
Mr. Chair, we already decide the time.
We're trying.
20? At what time?
We're trying to decide that. Ted, you have your hand up.
Yeah. I just want to point out that this committee reports to the local station board. So if our meeting is in April after the LSB meets, then we report to the LSB in May, and then we can report to the national board. We can't bypass the LSB and report to the PNB. And I have 6 minutes before I have to get off this call. So I hope we decide this before then.
We're trying. So I've heard a consensus that April the 20th would be good. Does anybody have, are there any objections? Let's do it that way. Are there any objections to April 20th?
This is Nancy.
Yes,
yeah, if we meet on April 7th and get this report done, then we can present it to the LSB on the 13th, which is the second Wednesday. So why don't,
we may not have a draft Friday. Budget by then.
Okay. Why don't we leave it at 20, that most of us agree on that, and Sandy said that probably we will have the second quarter ready, and then we can really work with real numbers. Okay.
Right. We'll have Q1 and Q2, Adriana.
Okay.
Where we'll have Q1 definitely, and we will most likely have Q2.
Yeah. Suppose at least Markeisha will have the actuals, even if it didn't come from NETA.
Richard?
Yeah. Yes, Richard.
I don't quite understand. You know, every year, every probably more than once a year, we harangue Markeisha about trying to get her there at midnight or whenever other time they want to meet. She has told us dozens of times she cannot do it past 5 o'clock. So I don't think we ought to just continue to beat that horse. I mean, it died a long time ago. We need to decide that we're going to meet at 5 o'clock and get on with it.
In my humble opinion. Well, if I had an opinion, it'd be my own, but I think y'all know I'd want to do it at 5 out of courtesy to the paid staff. Yes, Nancy.
Vinita Patel is on the, she's in the waiting room. She'd like to come in.
Thank you. Please do not hesitate to put that out to me. As soon as you said that, I looked up and I saw the little message that somebody was there. So I think we've hit upon April 20th.
I'd like to make one last point about April the 20th.
Sure, Ted.
And that is that means the report of this committee won't go to the board until May. And if I'm not mistaken, the PNB, unless they are meeting much more frequently, they meet in January, April, and they may not get our report until sometime in July, all because we are meeting in mid to late April. I think meeting the week before the LSB meeting in April helps to address those concerns.
Okay, well, I mean, do we need a vote? Do we need to call the roll? I mean, I thought we...
This is Nancy.
Yes, ma'am.
I think Ted is speaking of some other time because the PNB has been meeting monthly, and they usually meet 2 to 3 times a month. Anyway, they're not meeting every other month. They're meeting monthly. But you're right. If we meet on April 20th, we won't be able to present this to the LSB until May, and then it'll go on the agenda of PNB, and if they have a third or fourth meeting in April, if they have, they'll go to them in April.
Okay.
One personal privilege. I need to leave for another meeting. Thank you.
Bye, Ted.
Okay. Can we, Mr. Chair, can we agree, please, in whatever it is, and then because we are running around and Ted need to leave, me too. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to add.
I know.
I have April 20th at 5 p.m., Mr. Chair.
Are there any objections to April the 20th at 5 p.m.? Hearing none, I say that we'll put that on the calendar.
Can we adjourn?
If there's no other business, I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
I moved to adjourn.
Was Susan not ever able to get in?
I never saw her. I thought she might have been those phone numbers, but I never saw her.
Well, if there was some,
she'd probably speak up.
If there was some problem with her getting connected or whatever, I would like to, since this is the first
meeting. Richard, I'm sorry. This is not even fair. Okay.
This is not what?
It's not even fair. It's not that difficult to make. I was driving and making a phone call to another member. I mean, we don't have privileges. Please, Richard.
Okay, can I finish what I'm saying, Adriana?
Yes.
I'm trying to say that I would like to ask for an excused absence for her so that she can still qualify to be a voting member of this committee.
No, Mr. Chair, Mr. Richard, because our bylaws.
We can vote on it, Adriana. We don't have to say no.
A member need to come to the first meeting or be part of the previous one.
Right. And they can also ask for an excused absence.
We all know what we are doing.
They can also ask for an excused absence if they're not here.
We were so
just like I'm coughing here, I should be asking for an excused absence.
You know, if a member wanted, can ask.
Folks, this is starting to spiral out of control. And
I'm sorry, we have a motion to adjourn, Mr. Chair. And it's not.
No, it hasn't been recognized.
No, I did it before, Richard, before you.
You don't have a second to that motion either. Yes. I will make a move. Excuse me. I will make a motion that Susan Young be given an excused absence so that she can qualify to be part
no,
of the...
No, without asking. Sorry.
Hey, I'm making my motion, Adriana. If you'll let me do that, I have a right to do that. I'm making a motion that Susan Young be given an excused absence so that she can be a voting member of this committee. And I would like to have a vote. I would like to have a vote on that motion. Thank you.
Nancy objects because this is point of order. This is against the standing rules.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
You have to ask for it.
Hey, folks, come on.
Is
all the delay. That's the reason
Mr. Chair,
of all the delays.
Mr. Chair.
Now I know what.
Mr. Chair.
It seems to me that there was a motion to adjourn. And that's what I heard.
You did not recognize it, though.
Yes, he did.
Oh, bullshit.
Folks, I'm going to ask y'all. But I'll tell you that I'm not that familiar with, I'm new to this. I don't know the bylaws as well as all y'all do. I don't know. I know that we did this provisional thing. From somebody that had communicated with us. I have no idea, how y'all deal with something like this or whether Susan Young wants to be on the committee or not. So.
But she tried to get on the call.
We don't have it.
That ought to be an indication.
Look, Richard, she missed the meeting. Okay. She's now on the national board and there's a lot going on, so she's busy. She can always join by attending three meetings.
And I, for one, would be happy to have her.
And by the time we were to vote on a budget or anything like it, she would be a voting member. So there's a remedy.
I made a motion. My motion ought to be able to be voted on.
I haven't heard a second. Is there a second?
Well, you don't need
There's
one
no
in the committee.
Committee.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm very sorry, but the motion is not debatable. Richard, you can try to help all that you want. And I'm sorry, but you don't have the right to do this. Because
I have the right to be a
why she doesn't member. Send an excuse absent. Nobody can ask for an excuse absent for somebody else. I'm very
That's
sorry.
Right.
And you
move,
know.
Move, yeah, move
and
to adjourn, know. Mr. Chair.
I so move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.